What do you believe about the Bible? What does it mean to say that it's without error?
Without error means that it doesn't make any mistakes in what it teaches. You can count on it. When it's teaching, it's telling you the truth about what it's teaching. You can bank on it. It doesn't mean you can't misunderstand it and draw out implications that aren't there. But if you understand it the way God intended it, you're going to get life right. It's mainly designed to save sinners, make us wise unto salvation. But it addresses more issues than just wise unto salvation. And when it addresses an issue, it tells you the truth. Now, that's crucial because the Bible claims to be, and I believe is, inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all Scripture is inspired, breathed out by God, and is profitable for teaching, for correction, reproof, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So the Bible claims to be inspired, and if it's inspired, it's coming out of God's mouth, as it were. Not through a dictation, but through a mysterious way of guiding the writers so that they don't make mistakes. And if it's coming from God, then he doesn't lie. And therefore, being inspired implies inerrancy. And Jesus said, you err not knowing the Scriptures. He said that to the Sadducees about the resurrection. But that's a very crucial thing, because he connected Scriptures, and if you don't know them, you err. If you know them, you don't err on this. So it's inerrant. That's where we get that notion. It's inerrant because if you get it right and you start talking about something, you won't say stupid wrong things about that something, especially about God, man, salvation, the crucial things. And one last thing. That text in 2 Timothy 3 implied that because it is God-inspired and therefore inerrant, it equips us for good deeds. Therefore, I think the inspiration and inerrancy of the Bible is essential for making us good people who produce good families, who produce good society, who produce a good world. The inerrancy of the Bible is at the bottom of what we want to be so in the world. And so I would plead with you, give serious consideration to taking the Bible for what it is, an inspired, inerrant Word of God.